Hi, Dom. It's Kerry McGay. You're doing a great job
how
in
are
the
you,
studio.
Karen? How are you, sweetheart?
I'm fine.
You good?
And I'm absolutely delighted. I'm interviewing Joss Nichols, who is the Aboriginal Cultural Manager here at Sydney Zoo. And first off, Joss, I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land that we are meeting on today, and I pay my respects to elders and past and also for present. I have to congratulate you. I am an Echo Tour operator, and for years I have been saying there's nothing out there. I do a lot of Blue Mountains tours. I've been saying there's nothing out there in cultural tourism. It's been greatly lacking. So congratulations, Sydney Zoo. And I'm going to hand it over to you now to explain exactly what your role is here. Welcome, Josh.
Awesome, no worries. Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show. So pretty much my role here at Sydney Zoo is I'm the Aboriginal Cultural Supervisor. So it's my job to coordinate our culture team at Sydney Zoo.
Right.
And what we deliver here at Sydney Zoo, it's a bit, we've got a education program called Bungarabi Dreaming. And all our education programs are based on the school curriculum. So we teach from early stage one up to stage four. All of our guides here, we're all very passionate about our culture, and we want to teach people all about our culture, like 65,000 years worth of knowledge that we have that's been passed down from generation to generation. It's very important that we share this with all Australians and from all walks of life as well. So that's pretty much what we do here.
You've got a big school program. I mean, lots of schools. You've been very busy this morning, I believe.
Yeah, I've been pretty busy this morning. I just come back from our school over in Bockham Hills. We're doing a mural over there, and we're teaching the kids about Aboriginal art and how important it is to our people. Our people didn't have books and dictionaries that we have today, and it's all about how we teach the kids how we used to use symbols to tell our stories.
Yeah. I did a famil with you here with my tour guiding association a couple of months ago, and I'm very interested in like the traditional medicines and bush tucker. I mean, we can learn so much from you.
Yeah, well, our people didn't have McDonald's and KFC and Woolworths and Coles like we have today, so all this knowledge that we have, our people still live off the land for 65,000 years, and we teach these kids about how we didn't have these things back then, so our people to care for the land and look after the land, because we believe that we don't own the land, we belong to it, we are the land. And we teach them about our medicines and our bush foods and our roles within our tribes as well. We teach about how medicines were used for sicknesses and healings, and also our foods that we used to eat, kangaroo and emu and other bush tucker plants. We teach about how the women collected up to 75% of the food intake, and the men we collected 25%.
Right. And you were talking about the schools that you're doing. What about the individual that comes here? Is there something that... I know you've got some excellent signage around the zoo. Is there a person like yourself on call walking around that can explain?
Yeah, so we do have guides here that we see here at the zoo. We do some culture talks on weekends and stuff, that way we do some culture talks about our traditional lifestyle totems and songlines and how important they are within our culture as well, because some people haven't had this exposure before, and it's very important that they learn about this stuff as well. So so we do have individual programs that we have here.
Now, you mentioned totems. Each Aboriginal, wherever they live, has their own totem. I know you told me what yours was that day. Would you like to share it with the listeners?
So my totem is Sangoana, so it's my mother's people. So totem's a spiritual animal that we're given at birth, and it's our job and responsibility to look after this animal. It stops our animals from coming extinct, pretty much. Because in our culture, we believe in reincarnation. So we believe that when we pass on to our next life, we believe that we come back as our spiritual animal. So that's why we don't eat our totem. It's our job and responsibility to look after it.
Mm. And I think also a lot of people are amazed that there's about 350 different Aboriginal
tribes
throughout Australia. I think, unfortunately, you have been stereotyped over the years.
Certainly have.
And to me, what you're doing here is going to absolutely open people's eyes and make it more aware. As I said, I'm very excited about what you're doing.
That's what the cultural experience at Sydney Zoo is all about. It's all about educating these people that come through the zoo about Aboriginal culture. It's all about building a reconciled Australia for our future generations, and I think that's what's very important here at the new Sydney Zoo.
Yeah, and if people have like a group, say I had a group of 12 people or something, they could come in and book an Aboriginal cultural experience?
They certainly can, for sure.
And you have different ones, like say I was interested in bush tucker.
Yeah, we certainly have bush tucker ones where we can talk about bush tucker plants and educate you on about them, how we use them and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, as I said, I'm really blown away with it. And another thing, how many Indigenous people are working here at the moment?
I think at the moment there's 11 of us all up. So we have 6 trainees and there's 5 senior guides.
Okay. And this is Darag.
Darag Lynch.
Yeah. And you've got a few Darags, I believe, working here?
At the moment we don't have any Darag people here working at the moment, but hopefully we can get some more Darag people here working at Sydney Zoo.
Yeah. And did you say how long you have been here?
So I've been here almost 2 years there in March. So April, sorry. So I've been here for a while now. So I love it. I love it here. It's an amazing job. I'm very lucky to be here.
Well, we're just going to cross back to Dom in the studio and I'll be back with Josh after a few announcements and maybe a song or two. Thanks, Dom.
Thank you, Karen. Kira McGay, how are you out there?
I'm surviving. I haven't been eaten by the lions or anything.
What's the weather like?
And I've actually found an elephant here that's about the same age as me. A nice young elephant. joking.
The weather
is fantastic here. Overcast day, but it's just really, really pleasant. So, great time here. Well, I'm interviewing Josh Nichols, who is the Aboriginal Cultural Manager here at Sydney Zoo. And I'm going to ask you, Josh, a little bit about how you became involved in the zoo and the opportunity it gave you. And also, I believe you've got a son who might follow in your footsteps.
Yes, I've got my son named Keith. He's about 7, gone on 21. hopefully one day you can follow my footsteps as well.
And so how did the opportunity of coming here come up for you?
So how I got the opportunity to work at Sydney Zoo is I got all my qualifications from a cultural perspective and I applied for the job here at Sydney Zoo and I was very fortunate to be a part of it as well. I was pretty much one of the first Indigenous people to be employed here at Sydney Zoo. So I'm very, very lucky and very grateful to be a part of Sydney Zoo. The new Sydney Zoo has been wonderful to me. They helped me gain a lot of qualifications while I've been here as well. So I want to take my hats off to them and they've been very supportive in every way possible. So I'm very lucky to be here.
Yeah, that's really great. And they're looking to put a few more Indigenous people on board here?
Yeah, for sure. So Sydney Zoo employed about 10% of Aboriginal staff here at the new Sydney Zoo. And hopefully over the next couple of years, the percentage will increase as well. So that's what our aim is.
You talked about one of your programs that you're running here earlier. Could you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Bungarabi Dreaming?
Yes.
Yeah, so the Bungarabi Dreaming program is about all that. It's pretty much based on the school curriculum from early stage 1 up to stage 4. And it's about educating these the young kids about Aboriginal culture and the history about this country. I think it's very important that everyone learns and understands it as well. I think that will only create a positive future for our future generation.
And is there any hands-on stuff from
school? Yeah, there's hands-on stuff. So we do a bit of ochre painting. We have some bush tucker foods and medicines that we talk about and the kids can be involved in that as well. So there's a few programs that is hands-on as well. So
yeah, I think that's very important.
We do a bit of song and dance with the kids as well, get the kids up and do some dancing as well. So show them how our people used to dance a long time, because that's another way how we used to tell stories. Our people didn't have books and things like that, so we used to tell stories through storytelling, song and dance, and also through artwork.
Yeah, I think that's very important to just talk to children. They tune off, but to have them actually actively involved.
Yes. Yeah, I love talking to the kids. They just love it as well. So when I educate them about our culture, I'll go home with a smile on my face because I know that these guys are going to be our future to change. To build a positive future for our future generation.
Yeah. And do you get to go around the other areas of the zoo? I mean, we're in a confined area, which is your area. There's some excellent signage there. Yeah. I mean, what do you think of the other parts of the zoo?
Look, this is amazing. I'm very lucky to be here. So much that you could do here as well. So I have worked in a fair bit. So I've done a bit of landscaping when I first started at Sydney Zoo. So I helped the horticultural team plant some plants as well, and also educated them about our traditional plants that our people used as well. Also done a bit of turfing and other things when I first started here at Sydney Zoo.
So are they going to have more, like you're talking about the bush medicines and things like that? I know they've got some here now. Are they going to expand on that?
Yeah, definitely will expand on that. It's just all about building all these programs up and writing them all up for for these type of programs. Because of COVID hit as well, it sort of pushed everything back a bit. So now that we need to...
COVID's affected us all.
It has. So now that we're starting to sort of settle down a bit, hopefully we can start building these bush tucker programs.
Would you like to explain a couple of the bush tucker food? I mean, we use that as a very general term. Just a couple of examples.
So bush tucker food is... obviously, our people didn't have shops and things like we had today, no McDonald's and KFC. the one that I love talking about is probably the lemon myrtle. It's probably one of my favourite ones.
That's great.
Everyone loves lemon myrtle. So our people used to use that one for a few different things. So a lot of our trees and plants all had multiple uses for them, so you can use that for more than one thing. So the lemon myrtle was used for sore throats and things. So how we used to do is the old people used to crush it up. And I used to put into the water and I used to drink it. It sort of works like a strepsils, how they used to soothe the sore throats. That's what the lemon myrtle was used for. And our people also used it for cooking as well, because we didn't have the yellow lemons that we have today. That was introduced to Australia. So they used to crush that up and used to cook it with their fish. They used to wrap it up in bark and put it under the coals of the fire to smoke it. But lemon myrtle is used today in dampers and ice creams and ice blocks, yogurt. So a lot of people are still using lemon myrtle today.
Yeah. And I believe there's one that you can put on your forehead for the migraine.
Yes, that one. That one was used, I think it was the flax lily, that one. So it was used for headaches. So it has like a form of Panadol in the flax lily. And they used to suck on the bottom of it and used to get rid of headaches and stuff as well.
And if you cut yourself, pains. There's one you can put on the clay.
Yeah, so you have the paper bark tree, which is high in antiseptic, the bark. So the old people used to wrap around their wounds to keep it clean.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. There's virtually, I don't think there's a plant out there, and I'm not talking about introduced plants now. I'm talking about traditional plants here in Australia, that you did not find, you found... are useful. And
exactly. You find stuff in the bush as well. Like if you go to other parts of New South Wales and other part of Australia, they'll teach you something different to what I taught you, and because they've got different plants that are used as well. So that's what we talk about in our talks.
So I mean, I think there's just so much we can learn. That's why I said I'm so excited that there's somebody finally who's doing a decent agricultural show. I'm getting my teeth caught right now.
That's okay.
Quick, what do I need? I need some medicine. I'm really wrapped in what you're doing here, and I wish you all the best. And how are we going for time? I can still talk to him? Yeah. So what's next for you? You're about to do another school group, aren't you?
Yeah, I've got another talk at 12:45, so I've got to go back and I've got to do one of my talks as well. So, but in saying that, Sydney Zoo turns one this weekend, and I just want to let everyone know to come down to see the new Sydney Zoo at Blacktown and come down and see what we got going on today as well. So I'll be doing some Dreamtime stories and be doing some ochre face paintings and some culture talks. So come down and come down and say g'day to us as well. So if you come and see us, these are the things that we'll be providing to the our members and guests that come through Sydney Zoo.
Are they doing any special, I think they were talking about gift vouchers earlier on. Is there special ones you can get for the Aboriginal cultural shows?
I'm not really sure about that. I think there might be later on down the track, so hopefully that will eventuate.
Well, all I can say is when you come to Sydney, don't miss the cultural show. And thank you very much,
Josh.
It's
probably one of the best things at the zoo.
Oh, it is. Oh, you're not biased, are you?
Nah.
Anyhow, thank you for the opportunity of talking to you, and I wish you all the success, and I hope to be around when I see your son working here at the zoo.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Josh, very much.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a good Christmas.
Yep, same to you. I'm going to cross back to Dom now. Thanks, Dom.